Francine Gianni is executive director of the Utah Department of Commerce, responsible for helping protect the public from old consumer scams she says are used to bait new victims into giving up their money, account numbers, and personal information.
Once that information goes out, whether it's over the internet, if you're on a computer, or over the telephone, we really have no way to protect that anymore. So be very, very careful.
Dubious debt collectors, computer con artists, and fake security alarm company technicians claiming they need to upgrade your equipment right away continue to circle the state. And now, says Gianni, scammers are taking advantage of consumers through the new federal bank and credit card regulations requiring smart chips if you plan to shop in stores nationwide.
They don't need your information because they already have it. And so be very, very cautious of those kinds of things. The other thing we've seen a little bit of is what we call the Microsoft scam, or it could be any other computer software company stating that you have a problem with your computer, and if you can get on your computer and just hit a couple of keystrokes, that maybe we can help you out. Well, that's not going to happen either. Again, take a minute, do some homework, and then maybe get back to people.
Utah has not been as hard hit by phony IRS calls claiming someone owes back taxes and threatening arrest or other legal action, says Gianni. Most of those calls are happening in larger states like California. And she says the belief that Utahns are scammed more often than consumers in other states is false.
You know, you think about it, we do a lot of what we do online, and the crooks know that. Unfortunately, this is all they do, is they think of the next way that they can separate people from their money.
If you would like to report a scam, you can contact the Utah Department of Commerce. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.